The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Of course, the music of Gary Mutuba here on the KJS Show. It has just gone 10 after 12 o'clock. And this is page 3, the third and final hour of today's gathering here. And I hope we're having a great afternoon with some of your favorite things, including jazz music, you know, as we continue telling the best of our stories on your favorite jazz radio show, proudly powered by Kofifi FM 97.2. Remember, if you've missed any of the moments that we've shared, do head to our social media pages towards the end of the show. And today's playlist will be uploaded there, as well as the conversations that we'll be having here this afternoon. And this Sunday, we're going to be sitting down at the feet of our vocalist, composer, educator, Gabi Mutuba, who is known for her collaborative work, you know, with drummer Tumi Mokgorosi. And of course, she became introduced, you know, she first, in fact, became introduced to the notion of music in her formative years, where she discovered her vocal abilities, has since then released music spanning from jazz to classical and to rock. And the release of her project, Tafiti, in 2018 has since become a household name since that release. And this afternoon, she joins us live in studio to talk about, you know, her next adventure, her sophomore project, The Sabbath, and we get to listen to music from this wonderful project. This is Page 3.
KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Since beginning music at a very early age, you know, and with many residencies and commissioned projects later, you've been quite busy, you know, in music. And I want us to reflect on the past few years and some of those highlights.
I think that I got into music with a perception that, you know, I could only be like a singer on stage. And once I went to university, like my whole understanding of music scholarship just changed and kind of just opened up. And this is why I've been able to do other things other than live performance, collaborations, working on film, composition projects, working on the sound installations. This has been a direct influence of my higher education and, of course, like the community that informs me as an artist. So it's been an interesting journey, you know, of kind of like self-reflection and just trying to understand this arena of art and music in South Africa.
And you join us this afternoon, Gabi, you know, to debut the next conversation from you, The Sabbath. Let's unpack this project. I mean, what is it about, you know? And of course, let's talk about the title itself.
Yes.
The Sabbath.
Yeah, so the Sabbath, from the biblical explanation, is a day after creation, and you know, God took that day to rest, right? So my understanding and how I kind of wanted to think about this project is like the Sabbath is more like of a three-dimensional experience, you know, not just a day, but like a verb, like to Sabbath, you know, to rest, to reflect, to look back on the journey, because a lot of the times we're not, you know, we're not encouraged to just, you know, slow down and take account of all that has happened, and to look back, you know, on all the events that have happened to us and that have affected us, right? So I wanted to write a project that was that for me personally and also communally.
Love that explanation, because I think when I was getting ready for this conversation, I thought, you know, the Sabbath usually falls on the Saturday, you know, so maybe you must have a thing with Saturdays. But now that you've put it into perspective, I hear it. Of course, we know when we kicked off the conversation, we played Order My Steps, you know, when we started off. Let's talk about that composition, you know, which is the lead single of the project that you shared with us initially.
A lot of the titles come from like biblical scriptures. So this one was like, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. During, you know, I think I should say this. I wrote this project for my late father.
Yeah.
And at that time, I was going through a lot of grief. So, you know, the church and kind of sermons and that spiritual kind of practice and meditation really just became a core of my daily practice, you know. And I just, as I was listening to scriptures or listening to sermons, reading scriptures, certain, you know, phrases just jumped out at me, you know, that helped me not only through that time, but also to understand you know, a little bit more about this biblical, you know, context a little bit. So the prayers that were said by David, you know, prayers, Paul's prayers in there were also featured. So these were kind of like little markers that were used to kind of conceptualize the songs, the compositions in and of themselves. Yeah.
Oh, man, Kofifi FM. We are in within the listening session for Page 3 this Sunday. Musician Gabby Mutuba is in studio and we're spending time with her music as well, of her upcoming project, The Sabbath. And we've been talking about that. And she's kind of just putting it into perspective, you know, what The Sabbath is all about and what inspired it. And of course, we'll be engaging with her about more of the work that she does around jazz music, including listening to the next composition, Your Brother's Blood, The Sabbath Movement. Tell us about that one.
Yes. So this is the story of Cain and Abel, actually.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't see it coming. Like, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So I was really inspired by this idea of, you know, a sound coming from blood, you know, a sound emanating from pain.
Wow.
So, yeah, I wanted to write something, an ode to this idea, you know, that all that we have lost carries sound, you know, the disappointment, the grief carries a sound, you know.
Wow.
There's this beautiful line that says, let those who have an ear, let them hear, you know.
Yes.
So, you know, whoever kind of experienced it knows it, you know, who's ever felt it knows it. So this is also speaking to that. I wanted to give grief a sound. So this was the Sabbath in three movements.
Get in touch on The KJazz Show on Kofifi FM 97.2. That's the Facebook page. At The KJazz Show on Twitter and at The KJazz Show on Instagram. That's right. That's right. And we're still spending time here with Gabby Mutuba. It's just gone 12:30. And this is Page 3, as we do every single Sunday between 12 and 1 o'clock, taking journeys, several journeys in the musical lifetimes of our favorite artists. And we've been listening to the music of Gabby Mutuba from her upcoming release, The Sabbath. And we are within the listening session for this project exclusively, you know, for Kofifi FM 97.2 ahead of its release in September of 2024. Now, Gabby, your work has, I guess, included being a music educator. You know, which saw you teaching in Soweto to upcoming, you know, students and musicians and many others who are interested in the craft. Tell us about, you know, this part of your work and the talents that you've kind of had to work with or discovered maybe, you know, during this walk.
Well, I'm of the belief that like great artists of all disciplines like have discovered something. I mean, this is why we appreciate them, right? And I feel that pedagogy, something that is teachable, is actually like within this information, you know, and that is worth something, that is valuable, that is worth teaching, that is worth curriculum, and that is also worth building a curriculum around.
Yeah.
So this is why it's also so important that the people who are alive, who, you know, we revere, you know, our great artists and poets and musicians, Braherbie, Braandile, it's so important to incorporate them into the institution.
That's right.
Because they have discovered something. They know something that we don't know. And and for us to, you know, allow for them to impart that information. So this is how I bring, how I think about my art also, you know, merging it with education.
Yeah.
You know, there's things that I have labored on. There's things that I understand fundamentally about vocals and sound producing and sound textures, different vocal sound textures that I use as curriculum, you know, to just... Yeah, to teach a particular thing.
Yeah.
So this is how I think, you know, as an intervention into the education space, this is what needs to take place.
I'm tempted to take it there, and I know it's probably make the conversation even longer, but let's go there. You know, I've recently been in a conversation with a jazz pianist, and his reflections were, you know, in order for us to be able to teach, you know, jazz, we'd need to teach jazz from an American perspective, because I mean, somewhat they are, you know, the founders of the sound, you know, so they say. My question to him was, and I suppose I'm asking you now, do you think that having mentioned the Braherbie, Andile Enana, the likes of Begim Seleku and etc., Mams Bongile Kumalo and all of them, do you think there's an opportunity for South African jazz in the classroom today?
Of course.
To lead as the medium, or maybe the jazz that we teach going forward?
Yes. And this is another one of my thinking. You know, your music, your classroom has to reflect your environment.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
And also because it does, actually, whether you're conscious of it or not, you're actually learning in relation to what you understand and in relation to what you perceive anyway. So it would just work better, you know, in terms of how to retain information and also how to apply information, if you had real examples, you know, that spoke to whatever it is that you were seeing around you. So this is not just even limited to jazz. This is education across the board.
I hope they're listening at education.
Yes.
Nudge, nudge,
it's
hint,
really
hint,
important. Like, I mean, we learn this in sound perception, you know, how people come to hear sound, how people come to experience. It's very individual. I mean, it's also very like ecological. It's very where you are, you know, and for us to use that as an advantage, that kind of, actually, I think it propels your learning because you've kind of made a personal impression. What I think about is like you've made like a revelation. Like a revelation has already happened, and now the education can just happen, like
in can such flow
exactly, and happen in such an organic and beautiful way,
like the rivers of Babylon, which we'll get into a little bit shortly. You know, the Sabbath is is borrowed from the biblical definition, meaning the day of rest. You know, Gabby, and you were inspired to write reflective work, and the project previously, Tafidi, Goddess of the Universe, as well, was also kind of a project that I think the themes here, maybe, and we said this off air, and I said I would ask you, you know, that are deeply rooted in religion, right? But also of the earthly elements. Let's explore why you were interested in these themes as part of your storytelling.
I think I can answer this in like maybe two parts.
Okay.
So the earthly element, I think you're speaking toward this idea of creation.
Creation, the universe, the elements,
etc. Yeah. Yeah, and the biblical element of it, kind of, you can hear it. I reference it a little bit in the song "The Law First Mention," which speaks about the beginning. Like, basically, it's like a principle that people who've studied theology or biblical studies know about. And it says that whatever has been established in Genesis, the relationships that have been established in Genesis, this is how you get a more accurate interpretation of what happens in all the other books up until Revelation, right? So we're looking at what has been established first. And if we put into account all the elements, you know, the earth, wind, fire, and water, and how we've experienced that, that kind of gives us an indication of how we're going to experience everything from that place on.
Wow.
You see, so I think, yeah, I think this is how I marry, like, because I'm always talking about the same things, but it also helps me to reflect on, oh, okay, maybe this is what inspired, or this is the lineage in which I'm kind of thinking about these ideas.
It's very fascinating because whenever I get into conversation with the likes of Bob Hewy, you know, his thing is time. Consistently,
You know, exactly.
He tells the story of time,
exactly.
You know, and it's always about where we've been, where we're going, and where we've, you know, and where we are currently. You know, Kofifi FM in conversation. It is a listening session with Kevin Mutuba. In case you are wondering, the KJAS show is still in very much in full swing, and we're listening to some of the music whilst reflecting on some of the, you know, the things around the project. She calls it the Sabbath, and it comes out on the
3rd of September. 3rd of September.
Ah, not month end,
but the launch is on the 30th.
There we go.
August,
you see, my dates are doing this.
Yes. It's very important for us to mention.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
You know, I want to talk about the creative process and some of the people that you worked with before we get into the next song.
Dumi Mokhorosi on the drums.
Yes. Yeah.
Reza Kota on guitar. Vims Mavims on double bass.
Yeah.
Tabang Tabani on percussion. Robin Fassi on the trumpet. Zozin Duli on violin, Siobhan Plaikis on viola, and Temba Mashobane on cello.
An all-star cast.
These are so incredible musicians that I've ever had the privilege of working with.
Yeah.
And they kind of create this sound.
Wow. Wow. We listen now to The Rapture, of course, of the Rivers of Babylon I mentioned earlier, as we reference more scripture. I love this. I love this. And you kind of weaved it in such a way that we don't really see it, but until you say it, then I'm like, oh, actually, there it is in front of our face.
Yes.
Get in touch on The KJAS Show on Kofifi FM 97.2. That's the Facebook page. At The KJAS Show on Twitter and at The KJAS Show on Instagram. She calls this one Rapture here on Kofifi FM 97.2, The Rivers of Babylon. From the album, The Sabbath, of course. And her name is Gabby Mutuba on Kofifi FM 97.2. The afternoon was blessed by a musical presentation that, you know, allowed us to explore this project, you know, in its entirety, almost in its entirety, I think ahead of its release on the 3rd of September. She's got a launch coming up. Tell us about that one.
Yes, come and experience this music live. You know, music can only be experienced live.
Yeah.
The CD does not do justice.
Yeah.
So I'm having a performance of what you're hearing on the 30th of August at the UJ Weekend of Jazz.
Yes.
So come and experience it. Buy the ticket for the entire weekend because it's myself, Mandla Mlangeni, and Keenan Ahrens,
who are having
shows on three consecutive days, from the 29th to the 31st. So I am on the 30th. Come get your tickets. It's 700 rand a ticket for the whole experience.
For the weekend. Yeah.
For the weekend.
Yeah.
Don't miss any of the shows. Bring your friends, bring your family, and come experience some beautiful, beautiful music.
Absolutely. And of course, do head to your social media for more information.
Yes, social media. The best place to find me is on Instagram at Gabby_Mutuba. At Gabby_Mutuba. MOTUBA. The tickets are on there. Come and just experience this. You know what? Like, really, I was having a conversation with Keenan. Some music can only be experienced in person.
Absolutely.
This,
absolutely.
I resonate with him so much. He's just like, you know what, Gabby? Some music, you need to sit down, immerse yourself, and listen and take it in. And take in what the artist has composed.
Yeah. And it's saying.
And it's saying, and it's put
together. Yeah, yes. A picture that they're painting. Because I think you and I were actually talking off air about how it's life imitating art and art imitating life.
Correct.
When we talk about music and we talk about, you know, creating, you know, and this is that moment for us where we, you know, we realize what we had said and how it marries with, you know, how we wrap up our conversation. But congratulations, ma'am. And thank you so much for coming through. Congratulations on the next chapter. We look forward to seeing you live on the stages, of course, as you present, you know, this project to many of your wonderful, loving followers. And of course, thank you for joining us this Sunday.
Thank you so much for having me, Kofifi FM.
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You, Marco. It's been incredible.
Vocalist, composer, musician, and educator. And she joined us for Page 3 this Sunday on The K-Jazz Show.
The K-Jazz Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.